This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
Bad guys, and of course, all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. You have with you yours truly, Mr. Bradley Dean. Folks, I'm going to play some audio for you in just a couple of minutes. Senator Amy Klobuchar launches 2020 presidential bid. She promises to lead from the heart. Okay, the heart is deceitful above all things and desperately wicked. Who can know what the Bible tells us? It's not for a way within a man to know his way, the Bible says. And she pledges to lead from the heart. Oh, my goodness, friends. Again, you can't make this stuff up. But it was so good what she said. I had to play it for you. Because you need to understand that these people depend upon those that are biblically and constitutionally illiterate to get to the places that they want to go. Concerning going up the ladder to the people's White House so they can serve not we the people, but they themselves and special interest groups. Let me lay out this presupposition. God is. Okay? Our whole conversation on this radio show, sonsoflibertyradio.com, sonsoflibertymedia.com, is God is. He is our point of reference to every decision that we make in life. He is the one in making reference to His law to show us what is right and what's wrong. According to His government, His will be done on this earth as it is in heaven. Well, so be it, friends. This is how you do it. A biblical view of government is the state is divinely, biblically view and a biblical view of government is state is divinely ordained. It is. Exodus 18:20. Okay. State's authority is limited. It is limited, not unlimited, America. Okay. This is a biblical view of government. A biblical view of government leads to patriotism, okay? To uphold dying laws. A biblical view of government results as a constitutional republic, Article 4, Section 4 of the U.S. Constitution. A biblical view of government, friends, is based on creation, period, okay? Now, a pagan view of government is that the state is divine. This is the understanding that people in this country have. Well, if they said it, they know better than we do. And if they said it, then guess what? It must be so. Not true in any sense of the word. Not a one of those that are sworn to uphold we the people can make a point of reference back to the state and saying, hey, listen, the state said so, therefore it is. Now, this is what they've done in the Supreme Court for decades in this country, and it's completely erroneous every step of the way, okay? But let me go back to this. Pagan view of government is the state is divine. No, it is not, okay? Those that serve we the people derive their just powers from the consent of who, America? We the people, okay? A pagan view of government is state authority is unlimited, okay? This is what they would have you believe, that it's unlimited. They can do whatever they want to do. Baloney, hogwash. It's a lie, okay? Pagan view of government leads to state worship. Hello, what's happening today, friends? pagan view of government is results in tyranny because it's based on what? Evolution. Okay? Evolution. This is the mindset the latter is as to what the American people have taken on concerning their government. But the fact of the matter is what I highlighted first, friends, is the way our government is premised and established, friends. The presupposition is the biblical view of government, because that's exactly who we are and how it is that we operate in this country. Now, another point I want to make. Three categories of law. Laws of nature talks about this in the Declaration of Independence, okay? Which he created man and endued him with free will to conduct himself in all parts of life, he laid down, speaking of God, certain immutable, unchangeable laws of human nature, whereby that free will is in some degree regulated and restrained, and gave him also the faculty of reason to discover the purport of those laws. Okay? Again, this is the laws of nature. Revealed law is that which is revealed through Scripture. The doctrines that delivered we the will, and we call the revealed or divine law, and that they are to be found only in Holy Scripture. Again, this is all found within the Declaration of Independence. And then we have something most people know of, but they don't know what the presupposition is or what it's based upon concerning municipal law. Now, it's important that I lay this out before we get on to and on with this up-and-coming show. Municipal law is that which is adopted by civil government, but it must conform to the higher law of God. This is why you have Moses posted on all your civil buildings. This is why you have Moses in the Mosaic Institution called Common Law, which, again, is also laid out in your state preambles in every state of our union, acknowledging the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, right? Okay? Just so you know. But the municipal law, that which is adopted by civil government, must conform to the higher law of God. If it doesn't, friends, it's null and void. Listen to me again. If it doesn't, friends, it's null and void. Okay? And by the way, this is why corrupt politicians and the media go hand in glove when they try to demonize and polarize guys like me, because they know what I'm telling you is the truth, and they don't want you to get a hold of the truth that will expose them at the end of the day. Read Luke 12:2. But again, upon these two foundations, the laws of nature, the law of nature and the law of revelation, depend upon all human laws. That is to say, no human law should be allowed or suffered, Old English, to contradict these. Speaking of laws of nature, revealed law, and municipal law. Okay? Now, I have to lay that out because, again, this is what we base our conversations off of. This is what they're all predicated upon, premised upon, friends. Again, that the presupposition is that God is, and it's God's government in which we are established in this country. Don't tell me about how we're not this and how we're not that. And you know what, Bradley, other countries run like that and we're not ruled by God's law. Well, then whose law are we ruled by? If we're not ruled by God, then who are we ruled by? Tyrants. Again, and this is exactly what our forefathers continuously warned us about. I mean, folks, take some time to go online and check out the slogan and the seal that Benjamin Franklin and Thomas Jefferson and John Adams established for the United States of America. Resistance to tyrants is obedience to God. And if you'll get a hold of this, friends, I'll tell you what, those that are running for office and even those that are in office, I'll tell you what, if you really catch on fire, friends, you're going to be up in arms that they're even there or they're even attending to be there in the first place. But again, they depend upon ignorance in the people to get where they want to go. We're going to come right back. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com.
You don't have to look very hard to see the moral and spiritual decline we are seeing take place in our nation today. Our country, established by the principles found in the Bible and a constitution unmatched by any other, now finds itself in disarray, with its problems stemming from the people's overall abandonment of God's word. But there are some that have chosen to do something about the problems that we face. From Alaska to Florida, California to South Carolina, people from all across America are seeing a light and hope that can only be found in Christ and are willing to share that light with others. They have chosen to fight these battles with us by becoming sons and daughters of liberty. They give of themselves financially on a monthly basis to help in being a part of the answer to see our nation restored. And you can be a part of it too. Go to sonsoflibertyradio.com and click on the Spread the Word button to find out how you can be a part of joining with us in reaching the masses. Together, we can bring the light of God's truth throughout America once again.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
This is Grammy Award-winning producer Val Garay. Bradley Dean is a man who knows what it means to speak the truth. In this day and age, it's extremely important to have a voice for the voiceless and a caring person who loves God and country enough to fight for it. Listen to the Sons of Liberty radio show for the truth that will open your eyes and speak directly to your heart.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Number one international best-selling author, Matthew David Hurtado's pain was simple. Lyme disease bankrupted him in 2009, watching bankers take everything from his family after building a seven-figure business from his couch. God called him to ministry to teach prosperity based on pain he could not tolerate in others' lives. IRS, creditors, car loans, debt. It's the Babylonian system, and you have to escape it before it's too late. Haven't you ever wanted to wake up from this nightmare? Matthew David's free quick study guide shows you what to do today to build lasting wealth in any economy. His discovery he made? It's all consciousness. Get Matthew's seven-figure quick study guide for clarity, certainty, and a proven strategy to build wealth once and for all. Visit escaperightnow.com. Do it now. It's free. Escaperightnow.com for a prosperous future ahead with peace of mind. Escaperightnow.com.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty, friends. If you'd like to call in at any time, 1-866-582-9933. 1-866-582-9933. By the way, if this is the first time listening to the sonsoflibertyradio.com, do remember that this is the radio show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. And why is that, friends? Because it's a terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's head. Period. Cool? Great. We follow the Christ here. Our republic rests upon the Bible, friends, just so you know. Again, with that said, I want to go over to this audio. This is Senator Amy Klobuchar, and I'm mocking it a little bit, but you're going to see why in just a couple moments here. But what I want to do is I want to lay this to you before you begin to listen to her. I want to ask you, where in the Constitution is she deriving her authority to do the things that she's talking about doing? When you read the Constitution, you can find that she has not been given constitutional authority to deal with any of the things that she's addressing. In other words, she's acting outside of her scope of authority. We talked about during the first segment how there's limited government. Folks, they act in an evolutionary view, a pagan view of government. They have not been given the authority to address the issues that they're selling the American people. You know, we keep hearing on the radio during the breaks about how job growth and the growth of the economy has just taken off since the new president. We hear it with every president, by the way, for the most part. But the fact of the matter is, where is it the president's job to ensure job growth? I mean, the way they do that is they get out of the way. Because, again, so many folks, hundreds, literally thousands of the things that government is doing today, it's not in their work detail. We've never delegated that authority to them in the first place. What shows you they're not, that's how they're changing the system of government in this country, friends. They're implementing things that is not given to them to implement in any sense of the word. But let me just do this, just for the sake of time. We have 1 hour. I want you to listen to Amy Klobuchar as she launches her 2020 presidential bid. And I'm going to add my 2 cents throughout. Listen carefully.
So today, on an island in the middle of the mighty Mississippi.
Wow.
In our nation's heartland. At a time when we must heal the heart of our democracy.
Okay, right there. I'm just going to add my 2 cents here. In the heart of our democracy. Okay, friends, that's just the beginning. So their premise, and they're predicating, friends, all of their talking points on a lie, period. Okay? And you hear this from a majority of those that are supposed to support, to magnify, to uphold the enumerated laws found in our democracy. We're not a democracy, America. We're a nation ruled by law, not by opinion. And if you don't know the difference, that's why you're incrementally being destroyed. This is why government's growing and your freedoms are shrinking, America. Okay? If this doesn't get your dander up, nothing will. Listen to this again. Go ahead and rewind that just a little bit. This is Amy Klobuchar launching her 2020 presidential bid with a boisterous, gross. I'm looking at my son right now. This is like grody, as we used to say in the 80s. Grody to the max. I mean, everything about this person is like, whoa, right? Look at me. Like, whoa. You know, this woman defines boisterous just like that of Nancy Pelosi's daughter. Go ahead.
In our nation's heartland, at a time when we must heal the heart of our democracy
so sincere.
And renew our commitment to the common good. I stand before you as the granddaughter of an iron ore miner, as the daughter of a teacher
goose flesh.
And a newspaper man, as the first woman elected to the United States Senate from the state of Minnesota.
And she's got her
announce my candidacy for president of the United States.
I mean, seriously, friends, this is laughable to say the least. She's as crooked as a hind leg on a mule, friends. And the absolute stupid and ignorant people that she appeals to are sitting there praising her to their own demise. I'm going to let it go on.
I am running for this job for every person who wants their work recognized and rewarded.
Stop. Where is it her job to make sure that I have work? Where is it her job to make sure and to ensure me that I have a great work history? I want to know. 1-866-582-9933. And you know what the conservatives and the professed Christians will talk about all day on the radio? Oh, man, look what she can do for our work history. Look what she can do for our job growth. Look what she can do for this, that, and the other thing. And I'm standing back and I'm saying, wait a second. Where in the Constitution is she supposed to do that in the first place? Go on.
And rewarded. I am running for every parent who wants a better world for their kids.
Oh, she's working for the parents. Really? I didn't know the state had any kids, Amy Klobuchar. I didn't know that the state had children. So where do you come into play to ensure the parents that their kids are going to have a future because of you? I'm curious. Yes, what we do in government is to ensure longevity for our posterity. No ifs, ands, or buts about it. But that's not what you're appealing to in any sense of the word.
I'm running for every student who wants a good education.
Oh, now, goodness. Now she's running for every student that wants a good education. And yet that's all we see in the colleges throughout the United States of America, which, by the way, the colleges used to be used to raise up congregationalists to be ministers of the gospel of Jesus Christ in the United States of America, Luke 19:10. Now, instead of the Lord raising them up, she's going to ensure the parents that she's going to do it for them. Oh, thank you. And what are they doing, friends? They're making no reference to God as they have their hand on the Bible before they serve. And if she was to win, she'd put her hand on the Bible. But she's not there to ensure that your children are raised up in the ways that they should go, so when they're old, they will not depart from them. No. Folks, the government in this country has been violating Article 10 of the Bill of Rights for how many decades in this country? International baccalaureate. No child left unindoctrinated. It's communism, friends. Common Core. And the list goes on and on and on and on. And yet Amy's going to make sure that parents, you need to just, and she's appealing to the parents because guess who's doing the voting right now, friends? I'm going to make sure that your kids have a future in their education. It's not your job, Amy.
Who wants affordable prescription drugs?
Oh, no. She wants to make sure you have affordable. Friends, listen, whenever appeal to your senses, keep in mind they're doing the exact opposite. In New York, when the government, the governor and the government, which in fact falls into this conversation, signed off on a bill making sure that babies can be killed all the way up to the third trimester, even until birth. You know what it was called? It was called the Reproductive Health Care Act. Do you not figure these people out yet, friends? What they say is always appealing to the American people, but what they do is illegal in so many different ways.
Every worker, farmer, dreamer, and builder.
Dreamer. Did you hear that, friends?
American.
Let me tell you something. If she's talking about the dreamers, friends, she's not working for every American because they're not Americans yet. If they come in through the assimilation process lawfully, then welcome them in. Hey, folks, have at it. We want them in. We're all mutts in this country. But we did it legally. At least our grandparents did, and their grandparents did, and our uncles and our aunts. They came in legally. But she's not talking about that, friends. She's talking about bringing in those that are illegal, especially in a state from Minnesota where you have Keith Ellison, who mysteriously becomes, through voter fraud, the Attorney General of the state of Minnesota. He had 1 million votes, and yet there's only 120,000 Muslims in the state of Minnesota, and everybody knows who Keith Ellison is, and he praises cop killers? Well, that was amazing that he got there. And then on top of it, you have Tim Walz, now the governor of the state, friends, who is pro-sanctuary state, which is completely unconstitutional. Folks, let's call it for what it is. It's called treason, Article 3, Section 3. They have no constitutional provision in any sense of the word to, folks, implement the very things that they're advocating, even on the campaign trail.
Running for you.
For you. It's all for you.
I promise you this.
And I promise you this.
I will look you in the eye. I will tell you what I think.
Yeah.
I will focus on getting things done. That's what I've done my whole life.
That's what I've done my whole life. That's what Amy Klobuchar wants you to believe. It's what she's done her whole life, guys. You know what I mean? We'll be right back. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
You USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Trump will address political unrest in Venezuela during a speech in Miami on Monday. White House Strategic Communications Director Mercedes Schlapp says President Trump will deliver a strong message to the people of Venezuela.
Millions of people are going to the streets. Millions of people are speaking up against the oppressive Maduro regime. It is time for Maduro to exit. We know that President Guaido is gaining so much support.
Protests organized by the liberal group MoveOn.org are taking place across the country over President Trump's national emergency declaration at the U.S.-Mexico border. National Border Patrol Council spokesman Chris Cabrera tells Fox News the situation along the southern border with Mexico needs to be addressed.
We have thousands coming in daily. Anybody who thinks that there is no crisis and there is no need to do something down here has got their head in the sand.
USA Radio News.
I'm Jay Farner, CEO of Quicken Loans, America's premier home purchase lender. We've created a new way to protect you from unpredictable interest rates. Our exclusive Rate Shield approval. First, we lock your interest rate for up to 90 days. Then, if rates go up, your rate stays locked. But if rates go down, your rate drops. Either way, you win. Call us today at 800-QUICKEN or go to rocketmortgage.com.
Rate Shield approval only valid on certain 30-year fixed rate loans. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. License in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030. Additional conditions or exclusions may apply.
Cars that sound like this. Trust Pennzoil Synthetics to protect their engines in extreme conditions. Top racing teams know that Pennzoil Synthetics give them the performance to help them succeed. And your car's engine deserves the same. Because your daily commute is no less important. Get complete protection for top engine performance just like the pros. Visit Pennzoil.com/rebate to save on Pennzoil Synthetics. Terms apply.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Well, I need to bring you over to Sons of Liberty Radio, sonsoflibertymedia.com right now. I'm just shooting from the hip today, covering several different topics. You lie, you die. Cops admit to lying about raid that left innocent couple murdered here in Texas, Houston. A botched drug raid last month shook the nation as a couple was killed by police in their own home and four officers shot. Now, after controversy and rumors have swarmed the case, the Houston Police Department has admitted that the entire raid was based on the lies of one of their own. I mean, can we say irresponsible, friends? Listen, I have a lot of friends that are in the police force. And in the military. And they're very like-minded as to what you hear on this radio show every day that you listen. But you're always going to get one of these in the batch, the bad apple. And folks, they need to be dealt with. And there's absolutely no excuse whatsoever. As TFTP reported last week, one of the officers involved in the raid was suspended, and the department refused to elaborate as to why. Folks, keep in mind, they work for you, yet they refuse to divulge any information or disclose any information to the people that they work for. And it's not classified, friends. Okay, classified, let me interpret it for you. We're not going to tell you because we don't have to tell you. That's what that means. We're trying to protect ourselves right now concerning the crimes that we committed against you. So we're just going to name it classified, and we're going to withhold it from the American people for some time. And even when it comes to the killing of John F. Kennedy, we're not going to release or disclose those files until 2025. Until everybody that was responsible for the crime is dead. And then we don't have to worry about retribution, right, or any consequences. It's the same government, friends, that you're working or that you're allowing to do the same things that they're doing today. And that's just one example. But one of the officers involved in the raid was suspended and the department refused to elaborate as to why. Now we know the criminal lied on the sworn affidavit that led to a raid in which two innocent people were murdered by Houston police officers. We're going to keep you up to date on this, friends. Because these police officers who raided this home with misinformation that killed a man and a woman in their home without cause will be held responsible. And you can rest assured, friends, it's going to happen. Which brings me to this next point. Sons of Liberty Media.com. Cop sentenced to just 6 years for murdering teen boy. Once he got into jail, he was beaten by inmates after only being there for 4 hours. Now, this one agitates me to no end because I watched the video. After nearly 4 years, last October, former Chicago police officer Jason Van Dyke was found guilty of second-degree murder and 16 counts of aggravated battery with a firearm after shooting and killing a 17-year-old Lanquan McDonald. In January, he was sentenced to just 6 years and 9 months in prison. And while the sentence is certainly short given the slew of crimes, it appears the inmates may be trying to seek their own justice for McDonald. According to the officer's wife, Van Dyke is receiving more than just a regular prison sentence as he was transferred to a federal prison in Connecticut and placed in general population where he was beaten by inmates who apparently recognized who he was. Now, because former cops who go to jail are at a higher risk of being attacked, they are oftentimes placed in areas of the jail which takes this into account. It's unclear why Van Dyke was not placed in one of those areas, though. Tiffany Van Dyke told the Sun-Times, "We are all petrified and in fear for Jason's life. Jason wants to serve his sentence. He doesn't want any trouble. I hope prison officials will take steps to rectify this right away. He should have never been in the general population." Well, that's pretty crazy. Because I took the time to watch the video. Again, you live in a system where they want you to have compassion for those that commit and perpetuate the crime, where they show absolutely zero compassion when it comes to the victims themselves. So I began to watch this video, which was about 6 minutes. 6 minutes and 54 seconds long. And as I watched it, it was a cop car with his camera on. He's cruising through the streets trying to catch this kid. And as I'm watching it, I'm just thinking to myself, okay, all of a sudden, the kid comes into view. He's in Chicago. It's at night. He's a 17-year-old black kid just walking fast. You can almost say he was jogging down the middle of the road. And one cop pulls away in his car, only to be left with two cops that get out of their car. One of them just happens to be that of the police officer that's now in jail for 6 years. Jason Van Dyke. As I'm watching the video, I'm just thinking, okay, how is this kid, how is he in any wise a threat to these police officers? Because once he's seen the cops, he started to veer away from them, running down the middle of the street. He didn't have anything in his hand, didn't have any weapons, a 17-year-old kid. And all of a sudden, Jason Van Dyke pulls out his gun with the other police officers. And he was told to freeze, I'm sure. And with that said, the kid, probably scared away, runs off in the middle of the street, friends. Nowhere for him to run. Nowhere for him to hide. Veers away, he's probably scared, and all of a sudden, Jason Van Dyke opens fire on him. Now, keep in mind, in court, before the video was released. Again, the corrupt police officers, I'm sure with the advice of their higher-ups in the department in Chicago, you know how upright they are, their friends, but given the advice to shut his mouth, they didn't want to release the video because the video showed them shooting him 16 times. This all being Jason Van Dyke. The Chicago Police Department gave the family $5 million to not say anything about what Jason Van Dyke just did to their boy for no reason whatsoever. You know how they said it in court? You know how it was played out in court? That this 17-year-old boy began to lunge forward at the police officers. Nothing could be further from the truth. This is why the Chicago Police Department did not want the American people to see how the police in that state, in that city, shot this unarmed young man to death 16 times. The trajectory, friends, showed that the majority of the shots at Mr. McDonald, Laquan or Laquan McDonald, the 17-year-old boy, they said that the trajectory going into his body were overhead shots. So it wasn't when they shot him to the ground, because what I see and what you can see on sonsoflibertymedia.com, friends, is once they begin to shoot at the boy, it only took two shots and he folded over. And he's laying on the ground. So the other 14 shots, friends, if memory serves me right, were taken from him standing over the top of him, shooting him several times. 16 times. So let's put this into perspective when we hear about him going into prison and then getting beat up by the inmates. And of course, again, the media wants to portray him as the victim when in fact he was the furthest thing from a victim. He was the one perpetuating the crime concerning an unarmed, innocent 17-year-old kid named Laquan McDonald. And I want to tell you something, friends. This is exactly how you get your media every day. And I'll tell you, if that was my boy, I'll tell you, there would be no rest for anybody in that department. I can promise you that. If it was my neighbor's boy, there would be no rest for that department. Because cops like this need to be held in check. They need to be held in check. And one might want to even take the time and ask the question and hold accountable concerning those that paid the family $5 million to shut their mouth, why they wanted that family to shut their mouth. I want to tell you why. Because they're protecting more than just Jason Van Dyke. And I'll tell you, and I got to be honest, friends, when it comes to the black communities, this is where I completely stand with them 100%. Because this stuff is going on way too much in black communities. Okay? And I know that Acts 17:26, that all nations are one blood. Yes, indeed, they are, friends. But I'll tell you what, these communities are being targeted. There's no question about it. And if you want your mindset changed from what you think you know to what you need to know, you need to go to sonsoflibertymedia.com and you need to watch this video. McDonald's autopsy revealed that Van Dyke shot him 16 times, including two bullets in the back, seven in his arms, two in his right leg, once on each side of his chest, and single bullet wounds to his right hand, scalp, and neck. 9 of the 16 entrance wounds had downward trajectory. None of the five other officers, forgive me, at the scene fired their weapons. A $5 million settlement on the condition that the family agreed not to publicly release the dash cam footage of the teen's death. After suppressing the video for 13 months, the city received a court order, praise God, to release the footage. The city released the dash cam video in 2015, which clearly shows the young man did not lunge at the officers before the fatal shooting whatsoever. Friends, this is why you need to pull the curtain back concerning all of the information that you get. I believe it was last week, they were talking about how a cop came out as a hero until they showed you the dash cam video, which showed you that he was the perpetrator of the crime. He's now going to jail as well. We need to keep an eye on each other, friends. We are our brother's keeper, no matter who it is. We'll be right back.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
Hi, I'm Ray Comfort from The Way of the Master and from Living Waters. I love Bradley. I love his passion for the lost, particularly for today's youth. His background in rock music gives an instant rapport with this generation. And so we need more Christians just like Bradley.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com. sonsoflibertyradio.com.
We pledge allegiance to one flag, and that flag is the American flag.
Did you know the official national American flag has never been manufactured for retail stores? The one that Americans fought and died for. The one symbol that represents our Constitution. Now you can be a part of this great movement that's never been seen before. Together, we'll recapture America. Call 1-877-383-4777 or visit theofficialflag.com. Theofficialflag.com.
Hello. I am looking for a special soul from the GCN audience to hire to come to East Ridge, Tennessee and take care of two peaceful, easygoing people, which are a sweet 95-year-old woman and her 60-year-old son. Terms would be free room and board, plus the use of all of our facilities here at home, in exchange for living with us and seeing to our needs. We must have someone that fits in well. We get along with most anybody and value those who like to do the same. We live in a suburb of the scenic city of Chattanooga, Tennessee. Please email Matt at peaceaboveall.net for additional information. Please include your informal resume stating your strengths and weaknesses and reasons you would make a dedicated caregiver. We would also offer to negotiate a nominal salary in addition to everything else. Again, please email M-A-T-T at peaceaboveall.net. Thanks for responding.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Bradley Dean on Facebook. Bradley Dean on Facebook. Twitter account is Bradley Dean 1. Sons of Liberty Media YouTube. There's a couple hundred videos on there for you. Sons of Liberty Media YouTube. Bradley Dean. Again, if you'd like to call in, final segment, 1-866-582-9933, 1-866-582-9933. I wanted to highlight one more article before I make my final appeal to an article that you need to hear of, friends. And it is a brand new article, Have Americans Become Too Irresponsible?, from a contributor, Steve Richards. Check it out on sonsoflibertymedia.com, sonsoflibertymedia.com. We also have a new contributor by the name of Dave Ajima as well, from Michigan, a former representative, a former F-16 pilot. Folks, you know what his new nickname is going to be? All-American. But check him out on sonsoflibertymedia.com. We got about 20 different contributors from the United States of America that are fighting to make sure that you have freedom tomorrow. And they're fighting for your posterity, friends. And don't let that ever fall from your ears. Stay fixed in your own steadfastness, friends. You have to do it. Stay immovable, as Scripture tells us. And if we can do that, friends, we can hold on until it's our time, what's the time for our children to pick up the baton and run and fight for themselves concerning now their posterity, right? That's how we do this thing here. It's all found in the book of Deuteronomy, as a matter of fact, if you want to know specifics. With that said, let's jump over to this one. This is LifeSite News, just wrote an article. I want you to listen carefully, friends, because this is, I cannot even tell you, hundreds, literally hundreds of times that I know of, that the homosexuals have been busted in creating fake hate crimes. We have a brand new article. It's, I don't want to die. I don't want to die. Leading gay marriage activist in Ohio faked his own abduction. Now, I'm going to tell you what Scripture tells us as to how we're supposed to deal with these people. It says in Deuteronomy 19:15, one witness shall not rise up against any man for any iniquity. Now, it's interesting. We also notice the Muslims are using the same fake hate crimes method to garner support and sympathies from those that aren't paying attention. And why are they doing this? Because they want to tear down the law and they want compassion in the process. They want to be able to have the authority, the pretended authority, to attack anybody that doesn't agree with their own lifestyles. And it shows you right here, friends, that they're willing to go to any lengths to have it that way. Cincinnati, Ohio, March 6th. Okay? One of the leading activists for gay marriage in Ohio faked his own abduction, causing an uproar that threatened to drain away precious resources from real emergencies, police say. Adam Hoover, 20, is co-president of Marriage Equality in Ohio, an LGBT pressure group promoting the redefinition of marriage in Ohio. Hoover left his job at Chipotle on Monday evening. Hours later, at 12:30 or around 12:30 Tuesday morning, he posted messages on his Facebook page and Twitter feed claiming that he had been kidnapped, stuffed inside the trunk of his car, and captors were threatening to murder his entire family. Exactly. Please help me. I'm in the trunk of my Ford Escort, red 2000, he said, sending his license plate number as well. They said that they're going to kill my family. Please call 911. Hoover said he had not called 911 because he was afraid his kidnappers would hear him talking and kill him. Please, please call, he implored. I don't want to die. His friends and followers did just that, sharing his pleas under the hashtag #FindAdamHoover. Local emergency personnel were inundated with phone calls from friends and family, according to Green Township Police Lieutenant Jim Vetter. Emergency operators said anyone in that situation should dial them directly. If he's in the trunk, no one will hear him, dispatchers told callers. If he has a phone, he can dial 911. You need to post that. Any phone can call 911. You cannot disable 911. Soon, police found his abandoned car in a country area with Hoover nearby. However, told Lieutenant Vetter that an armed man was waiting in the back seat of his car after he got off work. Somehow, he said he escaped to a farmhouse and asked the strangers there for help. And under the circumstances, Hoover appeared remarkably composed, Vetter said. WCPO reported that such events are troubling because the sheer volume of calls could possibly prevent dispatchers from answering other emergencies. Lieutenant Vetter would not say what made Hoover allegedly make a false report, but alluded to stresses plaguing the Miami University student. It's personal stuff, said the officer. Oh, you know what, America? You just know why they attack you and everybody that opposes their abominable lifestyle. You need to shut your mouth and accept it and show a little compassion to a guy that can't help himself because he was born this way. And even going so far as to create the crimes in which he wants to lay to your candor, America, to further solidify a position that somehow or another he is the victims of them big, bad, law-abiding citizens. It wouldn't be fair to go into too much detail, said the police officer, but he's a young man and has many young kids, too. He's dealing with some issues. Just understand it, America. While churches are being shut down and bakers are being sued and schools are being forced to accept or else... It's called totalitarianism. Hoover, who is now 20, has been a part of the political wing of the LGBT movement since he was 17. In addition to promoting gay marriage, Hoover recently fought for the transgender cause, collecting $2,200 for a memorial for Leela Alcorn, a transgender teenage boy from Ohio who committed suicide. And as of January, no work has begun on the proposed memorial, according to the media outlets. Of course not. If he's found guilty, Hoover will be far from alone. Numerous homosexuals have reported hate crimes and often had their cases celebrated in the social media, only to be revealed as frauds. Yep. Over and over and over and over. They got to create their monsters, friends. And you need to protect them from those monsters. But let me tell you who those monsters are. Those monsters are those that are enforcing the laws against their crimes. See, it's not hate, friends, to enforce the law. It's love, because that way you preserve freedom and liberty for those that love God and their brothers and sisters. In 2012, one-time college basketball great and lesbian activist Charlie Rogers faked a hate crime, carving a cross into her own chest. A year later, she was sentenced to 7 days in jail, as well as probation and community service. Did you hear about that? Nope. The media didn't report that to you, did they? Nope. In August 2012, a homosexual in Montana, Joseph Bacon, said three men beat him and called him anti-gay slurs as he was celebrating his 22nd birthday. But video surfaced of him doing a backflip and smacking his face on the pavement. Oh, that's an inconvenient truth, isn't it, my little sodomite friends? In November 2013, New Jersey waitress Dana Morales' story that a couple refused to tip her because she was a lesbian went viral, generating thousands of dollars of contributions from sympathetic readers. The couple later came forward with a receipt which recorded their generous tip. Morales also claimed she would send donations to wounded veterans, but veteran groups recorded no such donations. Her friends have described her as a compulsive liar. But America, go ahead and believe them. They're the victims. How many people do you know that go out and create their own crimes to blame innocent people? Because this is what they're doing. If a false witness rise up against any man to testify against him, that which is wrong, Deuteronomy 19:16, then both the men, verse 17, both whom the controversy is, shall stand before the Lord, before the priests and the judges, which shall be in those days. And the judges shall make diligent inquisition, and behold, if the witness be a false witness, and hath testified falsely against his brother, then shall you do unto them as they had thought to have done unto his brother, so shalt thou put the evil from among you. And those which remain shall hear and fear, and shall henceforth commit no more any such evil among you. In 2012, Central Connecticut State University threw a solidarity rally for 19-year-old Alexandria Pennell, a lesbian allegedly receiving hate notes. However, she planted the notes herself. That May, police in Colorado charged a lesbian couple with writing Kill the Gay on their own garage. The most famous gay hate crime, the murder of Matthew Shepard by homophobes, has already been exposed as little more than a robbery gone bad. The assailants were reportedly bisexual. A significant number of hate crime hoaxes take place each year on both sexual and racial grounds. America, the way that you put a stop to them is you put your foot down. What they mean to do to you, according to law, they are supposed to have done to them what they meant to have done to the innocent, right? And what does it tell us? And those which remain shall hear and fear, and shall henceforth commit no more any such evil among them. Again, is this what we hear? Nope. We hear of another alleged hate crime, only to find out from those that dig in deep, friends, that it was all self-created once again. How many more hundreds of times, Americans, do you need to hear this before you finally figured out that they're simply trying to tear down the law through totalitarian methods to attack anybody at will that refuses to accept their abominable lifestyle? Love you by what we do.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.